Hello, everybody. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, Planters Cheese Balls. You can just get the cheese ball dust now.
I love it.
It's not been that long ago that we were talking about things we missed that have been discontinued, and I said Planters Cheese Balls because as far as the cheesy ball things, I think those were the best.
Okay, they're better than the store brand ones, the ones that come in that big clear tub.
That's no good.
No good.
But the Planters Cheese Balls are fantastic, and we were talking about them being discontinued, but they just had brought them back, and we even got some pictures that some of y'all sent us from different stores around, so we appreciate that.
Y'all love them too.
Now they brought them back, and they're starting to promote it a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
But the neon orange cheese ball dust, you know, that's the stuff that makes it good. Now it can be on everything, Tony.
You can just get the dust?
Yeah, Planters just created a new product. It's a canister that's filled with just
the ball
cheese
dust?
Ball powder, yeah.
Wow. Because I go for the dustier balls whenever I get a can of cheese balls.
So if you get this, you can just sprinkle the
ball dust
on everything.
Wow.
Planters, like I said, discontinued it back in 2006, but they brought it back last year.
And you know, whenever the can's empty, the ball dust on the bottom, everybody puts that in their hand. And so you get just a packet of it?
A whole canister of it, Tony. Releasing the canisters of
ball dust. How much is it?
Well, Tony, you can't buy it. It's priceless.
Oh, heck yeah, it is. Man, and the color, if you could get a color, that car, like take that to a body shop and get a Camaro the color of cheese ball dust, that is going to be the coolest car.
If you want to win it, you'll have to tweet at Mr. Peanut and tell him what food you want to put cheese dust on.
Heck yeah, give me that. I love it. And ball dust in a packet.
Yeah, I tell you what.
What do they think of next?
There's an auction for movie props coming up, and some of them are really high dollar. This would be really cool to go to and see, mainly because I'd want to see who would buy this stuff. They're doing an auction on movie props next month.
There are collectors all over the world.
Some of the things that are up for bid: Russell Crowe's Maximus armor from The Gladiator, worn in the opening scenes. You can buy that.
What? Full of his sweat, I bet.
$36,000 to $60,000, somewhere in that price range is where you're going to be for that.
That metal would stank, and he shot a bunch of movies in it.
Just one movie.
Well, okay, but he wore it all day, and it's going to be in your living room. Stinking.
Maybe there's people out there who want to smell Russell Crowe's sweat, Tony. Maybe that's what's adding to the price. You don't know.
All right.
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's going to run you all the way up to $73,000, they're expecting.
Here's Johnny.
The sword from Braveheart that Mel Gibson used. Could go for as much as $60,000.
Wow.
Samuel Jackson's lightsaber from Star Wars Revenge of the Sith could go for $121,000.
Golly.
A complete Batman suit worn by Michael Keaton could go for as much as $145,000.
There's some nerd out there going to get that lightsaber for $100,000.
Oh, yeah. He'll be the coolest Star Wars guy.
But do you realize you could have had a house?
I had to have the lightsaber, man.
Well, I guess we can go movies or television, Tony. What TV prop do you think you would actually pay money for?
Daisy Duke's shoes.
Her shoes? Not her. I mean, she's famous for her shorts.
Yeah, but I got a foot thing.
And then we continued to talk about movie props, and Tony made this nice caller mad.
Sorry.
Y'all know what would be the coolest thing ever from a celebrity?
What?
Ronnie Van Zant's hat.
Oh, dude, Ronnie Van Zant's hat would be awesome.
I wonder if he's
wearing his shoes that he wore on stage.
I'd hate to have Ronnie Van Zant's pants, though, the pair that went through.
Oh, stop. That's
I'm sorry.
Awful.
It's a plane crash. I'd poop.
That's awful.
I'd poop
come
mine,
on,
too,
man.
Tony,
they said his face put an imprint in a tree.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about other people, but not Skinner.
That was wrong.
That's Tony wrong, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you will be ashamed of yourself. Go give yourself a whoopee.
Yeah.
I'm going into the Skinner timeout in the corner.
I can't even look at Tony right now.
I wouldn't look at him either. I'm glad I'm driving down the road.
And if you think that's bad, you should hear what he says about Earnhardt.
And if he starts talking about Rick Flair, I'm going to turn his car around. I know where y'all's radio station's at. I know what he looks like.
We had some bad jokes for you today in Picking and Grinning.
Here's some corn.
Well, howdy, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Picking.
He is. And I'm grinning.
Tony, I went to the bank yesterday, and an old lady asked me if I could check her balance.
Oh, what happened?
I pushed her over.
Well, Jason, I accidentally swallowed a bunch of Scrabble tiles.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my next trip to the bathroom could spell disaster.
Tony, did you hear about the obnoxious constipated guy?
No.
Yeah, he's full of crap. Nobody likes him.
Jason, why do seagulls fly over the sea?
I don't know, Tony. Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Hood-boiled egg. A hood-boiled egg is the August treat when people put eggs on a dark-colored car, then come back at lunch to eat them. Hood-boiled egg.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And this here is the best country lyric never written.
It's hot, y'all.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
The devil went down south to bring us to our knees. Then he changed his mind because it's 110 degrees.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's
Real Good.
The fact that these guys are firefighters is kind of irrelevant. They're just good people, okay?
All right.
A group of firemen near St. Louis recently helped a woman in a wheelchair after they saw her tip over trying to get into her house.
Aww.
Her house wasn't wheelchair accessible. So she had to wheel herself through the front yard, then make it up multiple steps to get in.
Bless her heart.
She wasn't hurt when she got tipped over, but they knew it was going to happen again. These firemen knew.
Little old lady.
I mean, come on.
Pull herself upstairs in a wheelchair.
So a bunch of firemen went back to her house a few days later with shovels and concrete and built her a path.
Oh, wow.
They dug out part of the front yard to make it even, then poured the cement, made a path all the way from the sidewalk to her front porch, and then put a ramp in for her. The most amazing part is none of them were on the clock. They did it over the weekend in their off time. They weren't paid. They just did it because they saw it.
Just because it was love and the right thing to do.
That's cared about somebody else in their community.
Now, these sound like a bunch of rock-solid men.
Absolutely, they
concrete,
do.
Concrete, get it?
I got it. I got it. To all those firefighters that did that, y'all are
real good.
Well, that does it for the podcast today. We really appreciate you listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it and tell all your friends about it. Shout it from the mountaintop.
Amen, brother.
That you've listened to the podcast and you want your friends to hear it too. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.